bothering us. I'm not surprised. It bothers us all. That's goes with being a human being. All right.
Well, the thing with me is that it's not so much stone with the wall, but that word election, because there's nuances in that word that tend to lead us, you know, to I was thinking, I was almost identifying election with universal grace, and it's not.
I don't think you can. At an election, you choose somebody, don't you? And at the Democratic convention in July, I think that's when it'll be, or will it be later? No, it's earlier than the Republican, isn't it? Gives the Republicans an advantage. They're not going to choose everybody. And they may like everybody, but they're not all going to be in grace. They all run, one receive a surprise. No, the term election does mean that some are chosen and some are evidently not chosen. All right.
How does Matthew 24?
I'm glad you come to that. Because we must come to Matthew 24:24. Does anybody have a good Bible like the King James Version here? What? Nobody? Surely somebody's got the King James Version. You got it. All right, Elton. Will you read us Matthew 24:24?
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
It says, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now, what does that say? Is it or isn't it possible, Falcons, according to that? What would you judge? Does it sound as if it was possible or as if it wasn't? Not possible. That's what the text says. The question being only whether it's a correct translation. Now, will someone please read it out of a heretical Bible like the RSV?
For false Christ and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect.
Now, does that say that it's not possible, or doesn't it? It doesn't say it, does it? It says this is their intention. They want to mislead the very elect if they possibly can. Now, the King James Version, being by good Calvinists, knew that it could not be done. Luther translates it like the King James Version, or the King James Version does it like Luther. Auch das, wo es möglich wäre, verführet wird auch die Auserwählten, that if it were possible, even the elect might be led astray. Now, it is a question of grammar. Now, this is not a heresy or a default doctrine or anything like that. It's a question, what does the text mean? And now let's take a look at it. It also has parallel passages, which could just be important. As good students of Greek, you know about contrary to fact clauses. That is how the King James Version treats it. And you know about purpose clauses, and that's how the RSV treats it. And the Greek says, Egerthaison tai gar pseudo Christoi kai pseudo prophetai. Kai dosu sin se maia megala kai terata hoste planesai, I do not know. Those are the words. Hoste planesai, I do not know. So as to deceive, if possible. It doesn't say if it were possible. That the good translators of the King James Version put in. Doesn't it sound like a purpose clause here? Hoste planes aidinaton. And then come along the grammarians and say, hoste almost always introduces a result clause, not a purpose clause. And we can go along with them. And along comes our friend A.T. Robertson, who was a great Southern Baptist professor at the Louisville Baptist Seminary. And he says, the hoste here indicates intended result. Now, what is intended result? Is that purpose or isn't it? It sure is. He admits it's a purpose clause. He sure hates to say so. Now, you might go over into the Gospel according to St. Mark and I've got it here somewhere. What is the Markan parallel to Matthew 24:24? Mark 13 and what verse? 14 and following. And this? 22? 13:22. I'm in 14 and that won't work. Egarthason targoi gar pseudokristoi kai pseudoprophetai kai dosusin semaia kai terata pros. Phew. Is that speaking about practically the same speech of Jesus as the Matthew passage? It sure is. But look how it reads here. Pros to apoplanon aidynaton. Pros to apoplanon. There is a an infinitive, and pros to apoplanon means what? Pardon?
To the thorough.
Yes, in order to deceive, presto apoplanon. It is purpose, and the Matthew passage should be understood the same way. It wants to show you how dependable some exegetes are. You must have it their way, even if the scripture is against them. Now, we oughtn't to be like that. We ought to let the scripture interpret the scripture. This passage tells us what the false Christs and the false prophets have in mind, and it says nothing about what they're going to accomplish with the elect. Beck?
Before, when we were talking about the idea of God hardening a person's heart, you know, sometimes I think when we fail, we always look at God as being merciful and gracious and everything else.
Yep.
But we fail to realize that God is still always a just God. He demands justice. And even though he sent Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior, if we refuse to believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, if we refuse the Holy Spirit in bringing us to faith, then God has no choice but to fulfill his justice on us, because we have refused the payment for his justice, so he has to have justice another way.
It's very well spoken, Beck, but you're going to be a preacher, aren't you? Are you going to mess in the Lord's business and know when a man has carried it far enough that you should give up on him?
No. Well, there's no way that I can do that.
Don't.
I think we can expect God will do that.
Yeah. I remember some people with whom I worked tried to bring them to their Savior when I was a pastor, and I did not manage, but the list of prospects went to my successor, and he kept on, and he at least brought him into church, I hope also to Christ. So we don't know when we ought to give up. The Lord doesn't give up very easily. When you take the children of Israel in the Old Testament, he had an amount of patience that you and I wouldn't manage. So let's learn patience from God. The Bible even says that he delays judgment day in order to give people a chance. That's pretty good. Go ahead, Kinship.
Yeah, I'd like to get your idea on how, when these kind of questions come up with courage, I mean, like you say, we always think the worst on it, the law aspect. How do you handle this now? This
all right. I tried to handle it in an evangelical way, pointing to the gospel. And isn't this what we ought to do in dealing with people? Isn't the gospel really the means of grace that brings them around? The law is very important to show men their sin, but it never brings people to Christ. Only the gospel can do that. And we use the gospel even when you sometimes don't have much confidence in it. Or doesn't that happen to a preacher? Sometimes we have way too little confidence in the gospel. And the Lord really puts us to shame when he brings some sinner around whom we had been willing to, to give to the devil because we couldn't do a thing with it. But maybe God's time had not yet come. All right.
Seems to me Paul answers our question for us in Romans 9.
All right. Give us the answer quick.
The flesh doesn't like the answer he gives, but he does give us the answer. He says in Romans 9:16, "So then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy." Then he jumped down to 18. "So then he has mercy on whom he desires, and he hardens whom he desires. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault for who resists his will? On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers back to God?
Uh-huh.
The thing there molded will not point. Say to the molder, why did you make me like this, or will it?" And then he goes on.
So we are not supposed to answer back to God. We should do the thing God told us to do, and that is to preach his word, both law and gospel, and we leave the results to him. And we believe that those who come to faith and remain in faith, that they were elect from all eternity. Now, we haven't discussed all the scripture passages yet, but we've gotten up against, I think, all the difficulties that come our way in this connection. Homer?
Yeah, just one quick one. We talked to Calvinists about their double predestination. May we speak in terms of a predestination of the elect and then the leftovers, or maybe a passive election?
No, I wouldn't use that terminology because the scripture does not. We are simply up against a problem in logic that you cannot answer satisfactorily to reason. But let me ask you, if God dealt with people entirely according to what is reasonable and what reason understands, how would our case stand? The gospel is very unreasonable, rightly understood. The Bible calls it the foolishness of God, which is wiser than men, and it pleased God to save men through the foolishness of the gospel. And this is what we need to do. And we need to quit worrying about the intellectual problem, cur alii pri aliis. The dogmaticians have another expression that helps greatly. Crux theologorum. I think you'll find that expression in Peter. Crux really means a cross, but in this connection it means the mystery, the riddle, which they cannot solve. The theologians cannot answer the question, why some rather than others? We have to give a biblical answer which doesn't satisfy reason. Those who are saved purely by grace, sola gratia, and they were elected to this from eternity. And those who are lost by their own fault. And your mind can never harmonize these two. Then we remember what St. Paul says, "Who art thou, O man, that thou answerest back to God?" Come.
Then the purpose of having a doctrine of election is
First of all, because there, the purpose is for comfort of the elect.
For comfort of Christians. That's what its purpose is.
And they bring it up in our
All right, I don't think that many sermons are preached on election today. In the 19th century, there were a dime a dozen.
Was that about their worth?
Pardon?
Is that their worth?
No, there Dr. Walter preached some very fine sermons on the subject, and I hope you won't get out of the way of it when the opinion arises. And then you're going to preach a Lutheran faith and evangelical.
Thank you.